there was a lot happening this week on women in the military. And so give me your rundown or take of the week.
Women in combat. They were touching on that earlier in the week. And by the time the week ended up, we're now talking back to military sexual trauma again. The Senate is now taking testimony, and they're ready to submit bills. So they're out there talking and promoting it.
What does that do to the first part of the week when what used to be closed combat units, there are efforts now to open them up to women, but at the same week you also hear about an increase in military sexual assault? Does one cancel out the other?
If you look at the stats, military sexual trauma is not just women, it's men too. Men are in war just like women are in war now, and they actually are serving today in combat units. They're just not being recognized for it.
At Bay Pines, Dr. Carol O'Brien, she pointed out that 50% of those who have gone through military sexual assault are men. Most people don't understand that.
Correct. Well, because people all think when we talk about sexual trauma, it's just women, but I represented many men that come through my department that have been sexually assaulted. And actually, it's harder because people definitely don't want to talk about that, and they don't want to talk about it, and it's very difficult. And everybody thinks that when you talk about sexual trauma, it's like you're walking down a dark street and somebody pulls you over and rapes you. That's not the story. Many times it's in the commander's office or in your sergeant's office, or, you know, it's in a place setting that you don't feel so threatened. You know, it happens anywhere. It can happen anywhere.
There was the arrest of an Air Force officer who was part of the team that was supposed to help prevent military sexual assault. This week, it was an Army sergeant at Fort Hood with allegations of sexual misconduct. Again, part of one of the teams that's supposed to help prevent this. The Department of Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel called for the complete retraining, recertification of all of those who are involved in this program and military recruiters. Is that overkill? Is that enough?
Frankly, training never hurts anybody, but when they want to do a mass training, they're not being selective with the people that they're putting in these positions. Personally, that's my own opinion. I think they could do a better job in who they select, do a better job and who they put as recruiters, and we wouldn't have this kind of problem. I'm glad to talk about how important right now the topic about military sexual trauma, because if we had this year 29,000 cases that they estimated suffered from military sexual trauma, that's going to be too much to wait for the next year to talk about it. So I'm really glad they're talking about it today.
You are at that critical intersection of veterans who are trying to get their claims processed, but also have that national link to the Women's Advisory Committee. Larry Gerson, I thank you so much for your time today.
Oh, thank you.